You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday evening's action in Killarney. A good card to look forward to there, with action on the flat, including a filly's listed race and over the hurdles as well. So something for everybody to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, pretty good. Looking forward to the Killarney Festival, which begins today, of course. 4 days of this as well, so survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Both equine and human.
Yep. It's good action as well, isn't it, over the 4 days?
Yeah, it's a beautiful backdrop as well. I mean, never been to Killarney, but always meant to put that record straight in future years. It's like I say, it's a lovely location. Apparently the sort of nightlife and the festivities afterwards continue deep into the night. And yeah, the racing's good as well.
Sounds good. The first race on the first day is the 5.50. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF median auction race. It's over a mile and a half of furlong. The market headed by Brontide, who's 5-6. 100-30 for Zigzag, who's the second favourite. Foxtrot Charlie is 6-1. 7-1 for Old Brig. Morgaz is 11s and 16s for Golden Malt. Who would you side with in the opening then, Andy? Brontide, a couple of runner-up efforts next to his name. Will it be third time lucky?
Every chance. Certainly every chance. Worthy favourite on what we know. Obviously, taking into account John Ox has got an unraced horse and so has Dermot Well, which could slightly put the spanner in the works, but certainly the ones who've got form, the other two, obviously Zigzag and Mogaz, Brontide definitely sets a fairly decent standard. Obviously improving over the trip, but given its breeding by Vocalise, you'd imagine stepping up is the key, could be the key to this horse and the making of him. He probably just got a little bit out of pace when dropping back in trip last time out, which caught him out. Still a good run, though, behind a surprise winner, Acker Awesome. Unfortunately, died after the race, which is a real body blow for the Andrew Oliver stable. But there were some decent and strongly fancied horses in behind, not more so than Al Quawa, the runner-up, who was a real talk of the town from the Halford stable. So it probably wasn't a bad race. Run behind Tonkinese the time before. Of course, Tonkinese ran respectively in the Chesham. So, you know, he has been running against a reasonable standard of two-year-olds. So he's got the experience. He's also drawn in track one, which should allow Kevin Manning to slide along the inside. All in all, the one to beat in the first.
On to the second race then, the 6.20. This one is a handicap over a mile. A competitive one as well. 5-1 the field this morning, with Bo Satchel heading the betting, and has been supported from 7-1 this morning. 11-2 for Kodiak's Back. Hurricane Twister is 7-1 with Jackie Ellis, and Enough is Enough. 15-2 for She's No Joke. Hatton Cross is 8s, and it's 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. Wide open this, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, I mean, you could make a plenty of cases out here, none more so for Bo Satchel if he was ever to bounce back to his best. He just got caught out the other day, dropping back down to 7 furlongs in a tactically run event, and it was a bit of a dash from the home turn, and he just didn't quite have the toe to justify his position in the market. But, you know, you go back to that run behind Hassanor and Breathe Easy at the Curra, taking on Hassanor on his home patch, and that arguably represents the best form coming into this race that any horse has managed so far this season. It certainly is a far cry from a 0-103 at Curra to running in this kind of company. And no surprise to see him well backed. The one I quite like, however, is the filly by Excellent Art, Jackie Ellis, trained by Paul Flynn. And I like her on several counts. Looking at the way Killarney panned out here at the last meeting back, I think it was in May, you needed to come late, fast and wide, and when there was a bit of cut in the ground, which there is on the flat track tonight, it's good to yield in. I don't want horses on that far side rail, and you want them coming down the centre where the best ground is, and that's what exactly happened to Jackie Ellis. She ploughed a lone furrow down the middle. She was the one who set the trend as well that evening. I think everything else that came wide won. And her late run finishing style over this trip should play into her hands. She ran in a good race on the figures last time out at Roscommon when finishing fourth behind Brennan in the Micra. And it's just everything that's got going for her today, really. Cutting the ground, back to Killarney, likely to come from some way back off the pace, which he's bound to be a strong one with Hurricane Twister and Enough is Enough in the race. I think this race is going to set up for the deep closers, and Jackie Ellis is one of those.
Jackie Ellis running in the 6:20. The 6:50 is a good race to look forward to. It's the Ken Rouge Stakes, which is a listed race for fillies and mares. It's over a mile and a half a furlong. And we've got 5-2 joint favourites this morning, with Easter and Military Angel at the top of the betting. Military Angel has been supported from 3-1 into 5-2 at the time of recording this. 5-1 for Porter, who was 7s. 7-1 for Sparkle Factor. Off Limits, another one to be shortened up. 9s into 7s. It's 10-1 for Rivers of Babylon, and 16s or bigger for the others. So a fairly active betting market this morning, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, it's a good little fillies race, this. None of them have got top class form. They've all got like form in and around the fringes of Group 3 stroke listed company. I would say Easter's probably got the best overall profile coming into this, with that eye-catching third of the day in the Oaks trial behind Outstanding, who made all the running that day. Easter Glow, who was second, has won subsequently, albeit by a narrow margin. So she probably is the one that most of these have got to shoot at. There are several possible improvers in this, Military Angel being one of them. She was runner-up in a strongly run race down in the Curragh the other day behind Colour Blue. Just whether she gets a trip or not, this is quite a stiff mile and a half a furlong. Bit of money for Off Limits this morning. She's definitely better than what she's shown so far this season, and she won a very good maiden towards the back end of last season. But I'm going to go with the John Oxfilly here. Poor Dieu, she ran, for me, deplorably badly first time up at Leopard Town, but it clearly wasn't her true running. But she got a massive confidence boost with a very easy win the other day at Nace. But I just like the way she powered her way through to the line that day. And it was a very fast time. Obviously, me being a speed-figured, orientated punter, then I'm always keen on backing a horse that's knocked out a really good time, and then perhaps one or two punters don't recognise how good the form is. And some firms have gone 8-1 as big as this morning for Poor Dieu. And if she can run to the level she did last time at Nace, no reason why to suggest she wouldn't. I've got a just funny feeling she's going to outrun her odds here today. Trapiole race. I think I've mentioned the winner in amongst my analysis, but hopefully Poor Dieu might come out on top of those ones I have flagged up.
Porter for Andy then in the Ken Rouge Stakes. The 7:20 is race 4 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and 3 furlongs. Bay Hill is the 11-2 favourite. 6-1 for Brogdale's Newer. Settle for Red is 7-1 with it time to go. 8-1 for Excelli. Temas X-Star is 10s with Tunnel Tiger. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Another open race this one, Andy. Who do you go with in there?
Yeah, again, another race that my numbers have led me the way here. I'm really quite keen on it time to go in this particular race. He's just steadily building up a nice little profile. He's taken a while to sort of come to terms with what's required, and his last two runs have been, you know, much better than his earlier efforts. That fourth at Clonmel indicated that there was a race to be run with this 7-year-old, and he backed that up with another good run last time out. That's why I'm quite keen on him tonight, because he has strung a couple of good races back-to-back. She was third in that race that was won by Back Off Mate, a horse I tipped when I was in the studio that day on the 23rd of June. And the time of the race was exceptionally good for the grade. They went a good gallop, and it enabled the strong stay of Back Off Mate to come through. But it's time to go. Certainly wasn't disgraced back in third. She kept on quite willingly in the end after a slow beginning. She was also at the back of the field like the eventual winner, but she came through quite strongly. I think staying is very much her forte. If I was being picky, I'd suggest even this mile three might be a little bit on the tad short side for her, but it is going to be on the easy side of good here tonight, and it might take some getting up the hill, and she'll definitely be finishing stronger than most. At 7-1 this morning with William Hill, I recommend it time to go quite strongly there each way.
Nice each way bet for Andy then in the 7:20. The 7:50 is the fifth race on the card. This one is over the obstacles. We've got a mare's maiden hurdle here over 2.5 miles. David's Jewel is a well-backed favourite as well. 9-4 into 7-4. 11-2 for the Brockin and Chris Kindle. 13-2 for Lenora and Think Like a Shrink. 10-1 for Madaboy Cross, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Well-backed favourite, Andy. Can you see why?
Yes, I certainly can see why it would be well-backed, but I don't particularly want to be backing it myself personally. It's 7-4 now. She got beat by a subsequent winner at Cork the other day, Thanks for Tea. That horse, of course, was trained by Edward Kent, and lo and behold, Edward Kent has a representative here in the shape of Chris Kindle, who, to be fair, is becoming a little bit of a frustrating mare for those of us with deep pockets anyway. Could certainly back up that opinion. And I probably would actually give her one more go here. I think she's just a really good each-way bet, whichever way you strip this race down. Okay, she might not win, but I'm pretty sure that she'll be in the first three based on her speed figures and her overall profile. Her best number was down in Clonmel when she chased down the quite impressive winner that day, Carla Brandy. The third horse has won subsequently for Mickey Winters, Fort Gortnatona. So I think that form's solid. The speed figures suggest it was going to be a race worth following. And I backed Chris Kendall, actually, and that's the day in Listowel when she could only manage third behind Emily Sinarco and Ghislain Divina. But again, that race is a strongly run one, and I just put that down to the ground. I don't think she quite got home on heavy ground. She travelled really well in Hansa Ruby Wash. I thought she was going to win turning in, to be fair. And she just didn't see it out. As I said, the ground was definitely her undoing. Better ground tonight hopefully will help her see out the trip much better than she did last time out. She certainly will move and travel like one of the best horses in this race. And as I said, that high cruising speed should get her at the business end and get her into the frame at the very, very least. So I don't really want to go back in the favourite at 7-4, albeit I think she's the one to beat. I'm going to go with Chris Kendall each way at 11-2.
On to the 8:20, the penultimate race at Killarney this evening. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-102. And 5-1, joint favourites Claiming Benefits and Joy Neville at the top of the betting this morning. 8-1 for Millstream Ned. Marsham is 9s. 11s for Keep Swinging. On My Own is another one at 11s, as is Jack the Hat and Battling Spirit. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in there, Andy?
Not a great deal, Mark. I must admit, this race doesn't get me excited in any way. I'm going to put up the obvious one, really, and that's Claiming Benefits each way. 5-1 with William Hill this morning. At least his horse comes in good nick, and we can't say that about quite a few of his rivals here tonight. And if he can repeat that run behind Rout Nicole de Bourne down in Limerick the other day, then he's surely got a good chance. I like the way he finished off his race. Back and forth as Millstream Ned. Certainly a case can be made to him because he was on the sharp end throughout the most of that race, and he certainly did at pay to come off the speed that night. But in a race where there's not a great deal to get your teeth into, at least Claiming Benefits gives us a little bit more positivity than quite a few. So he'll do for me each way.
Claiming Benefits each way in the 8:20. Then the 8:50 is the final race in Killarney. This one is a mare's bumper over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Ballandary Moth is a supported favourite, 6-4 into 5-4, 9-4 for Ross Haven Lady. Conduct Yourself is 6-1, 7s for Little Mitch and Palm Sir, and Love Anthem is the 40-1 outsider. Who would you go with in an interesting lucky last?
Absolutely, Mark. Yeah, this actual race does get me quite excited. I want to put my best bet on the card up here. Actually, the nap of the night. And that's Sam Curling's Ballandary Moth, a filly by Yates. Started off a career over here in the UK when trained by Evan Williams. Finished second behind Bedorney, that very smart three-year-old trained by David Pipe, I think, who ended up winning 3 or 4 races over hurdles throughout the winter. But she certainly showed her ability that day. But for New Connections, wow, what a performance first time up here at this track. I think that's very important to point that out. So we know she goes at the course, and we know she goes with plenty of cuts in the ground. They're likely to be chewed up and a lot softer ground than the start of the card towards the back end of the day, particularly if they get a few more showers, which are predicted. And she went through that race like a knife through butter, absolutely cruised through that contest here on the 10th of May, and ended up being just pushed out to win by 10 lengths. But I just loved her, absolutely loved that performance. She's from a strong staying family, of course, by Yates. And her two main rivals, albeit they're okay, I don't think they're anything to get too wildly carried away with. Ross Haven Lady from the Aidan O'Brien camp has obviously got to be respected, and also Little Mitch did well the other day down in Wexford, but I don't think they're going to hold a candle form-wise to this Ballandary Moth. So let's go with her. Let's make her the best bet of the card, and 5-4, not a bad price either.
Saving the best bet to last there, then. Let's get a quick summary as usual, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
No problem, Mark. Yeah, first race, I'm going to go with the favourite, Brontide. Second race, Jackie Ellis hopefully can replicate that course and distance win back here in May. In the 6:50, quite a wide open Cairn Rouge stakes for fillies. I'll take a chance that John Ox is capable of stepping up markedly on a maiden win last time out. It Time to Go represents good each way value at 7-1 in the 7:20. Once again, another each way recommendation in the shape of Chris Kendall in the 7:50. Pretty sure that she'll be in the frame for us. In the 8:20, a race not to gloss over too long. But the token suggestion there would be Claiming Benefits. And the final race, the best bet on the card is the hot favourite Ballandary Moth, who should follow up that course and distance win here last time out.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy it in Killarney tonight.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.